I see CNN report frequently on the amount of consumer debt that that America really is in debt, and that we don't save a great deal, and that a lot of people have their credit cards maxed out. How really big a problem is this, Joseph?
All right, I think it's a very big problem, and I think very few people really understand the ramifications of this consumer credit. Currently, we have now outstanding consumer credit, which would include mortgages and auto loans, $9.3 trillion. And we've seen a $2 trillion increase in those loans just in the last 36 months. So the American consumer is now spending roughly about 18% of after-tax income just to cover his existing debt.
18% of the average person's take-home pay?
Yes.
Just for the debt?
Yes.
It's almost usury.
Yes.
Okay, well, how does this end? I mean, it can't have a happy ending, can it? Because it just it seems like this cannot continue to be supported.
No, it cannot be continued to be supported. And I think when you take a look at the average debt load that is out there per household, and that's if you would include in it the mortgage, and if you would include in it certainly other debts, it's about $18,700 per household.
Wow. That's a lot of debt.
A lot of debt.
But on the other hand, others would argue, Joseph, that why the U.S. Has always operated that way, that that's how we became as wealthy as we are, by sort of floating everything.
Well, Art, the total debt of America is now approximately $31 trillion, and it's currently about three times the GNP of the U.S. So no nation on the face of the earth has ever carried a greater debt load.
Perhaps you could explain to those listening how that works. In other words, $31 trillion. I can barely even imagine that much money, but all right, we're in debt $31 trillion. Who has loaned us this money, Joseph?
Well, I think the point is everyone has loaned us this money, from the banks to the foreigners to the credit card companies. Everyone has lent us this money.
And I've always heard that, for example, the Japanese buy U.S. bonds.
Yes, they do.
And presumably other nations buy U.S. bonds as well. And as long as these nations are buying our bonds, why, everything's hunky-dory, because they, in essence, are continuing to support us by buying them. Now, if they start to lose confidence in us because, because we owe too much and we don't make enough, you know, the basic principles here, then don't buy U.S. bonds. Then what happens?
Well, I think a bigger problem, Mort, is, as you know, we've had a major fall in the dollar over the last 2 years.
A worrisome fall.
And the dollar has fallen approximately 30%, even though in the last 2 months it's rebounded about 10%. But the reason for the weakness in the dollar is we've got 45-year low interest rates here. And I think at some point we're going to have to see interest rates go up if we're going to continue to see the foreigners come into the markets and buy our debt.
So in other words, you are suggesting that at some point they could not view our bonds as attractive.
I think that could be a very good possibility.
And if they stopped purchasing our bonds?
Well, if they stopped purchasing our bonds, it would be literally impossible to continue to finance our budgetary deficits.
How would this, I mean, if you can project a scenario like that, how would this unfold for America? What would it mean to the average person listening tonight if that came tumbling down?
Well, I think you have to put in perspective how much of these bonds these foreigners actually hold, and I think you have to look at the credit worthiness of the United States now that we've leveraged out to the point that we have. I think when you look at governmental debt, when you look at corporate debt, when you look at consumer debt, it's all dependent upon people coming in, buying that debt, and assuming the risk that it can be repaid. Naturally, if something were to go wrong and we were to see a given number of defaults, I think it would certainly send some very strong signals down through the bond market. I think at some point we are going to have to see higher rates. I don't think it's a question of if, it's a question of when.
Right.
And hopefully when we see rates go up, we don't see them go up that much, hopefully.
But if it didn't work out, if there was a loss of confidence, a big loss of confidence, and there was a sort of a collapse, I mean, how does that, you know, the average person listening right now really can't imagine how that might affect them.
Well, I think what would happen is if the foreigners lost confidence in our ability to be able to come ahead and certainly service our debt, more importantly, remain credit worthy, as the dollar continues to erode in value, they would certainly want to dump all these treasury bonds. The problem would be, who would the buyers be to step in and buy that paper? And the problem would be we would see bond prices significantly hindered by the inability of anyone to step in and buy that paper when it would come to the market. That in turn, I think, would panic the U.S. equity markets, which in turn, I think, would spill over to the housing markets due to the leverage that we have there with the banks having placed all these mortgages.
Okay, this is all sounding pretty technical, and I understand to some degree it has to, but still I'm asking, let's say that I own a house and I've got a mortgage and I've got a job and I sort of make it paycheck to paycheck. When this finally filtered down to me, what's it going to mean to me?
Well, what it may mean to you is you may have to come in and pay off that mortgage.
Oh.
And the bank may demand payment, and if you were unable to certainly pay down what would be owed on the house, you would certainly have a foreclosure problem.
Could they really do that? I mean, if I remember the old saying about if you're in trouble, that's one thing. If the bank is in trouble, that's something else altogether. But if I've got a deal with my bank with reference to my mortgage, and I've made my payments on time so far, just because they get in trouble, where do they get the right to suddenly call that loan? Under what circumstances could they do that?
Well, banks, as you know, are continuing to always evaluate the credit worthiness of the people who borrow from them.
Certainly.
And if they were to come ahead and deem you no longer credit worthy, they could come in and foreclose on that loan.
See, that's frightening stuff.
That
really
is
frightening stuff. And so their estimate of my financial situation could be influenced by, for example, their own economic distress at any given moment?
Possibility, yes.
Huh. Those of you with mortgages need to think that one over really hard.